يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have two issues to discuss today. The first, Bayanu Fadli Islam. Bayanu Fadli Islam. Now, Bayanu Fadli Islam. If you say Fadlul Islam, you are also correct. Fadlul Islam. Fadlul Islam. We have in this discussion 11 points. Under Bayanu Fadlil Islam, how many points do we have? 11 points. Bayanu Fadlil Islam. The first point is, what does it mean to say Fadlil Islam? What does Fadlil Islam mean? The ulama say فضل الإسلام هو ما اختص به من المحاسن. ما اختص به ما اختص به من المحاسن. يعني ما اختص به الإسلام من المحاسن. ما اختص به من المحاسن. What are those things that are special in Islam? What are the virtues, the merits? There is no deen that has that value or merit except Islam. So when you say Fadl Islam, يعني مصطفه من المحل. What are the good things that are special for Islam in you? Because Al-Fadl basically means what? Al-Ziyada. What does Fadl basically mean? Al-Ziyada. So, when you say Fadl Islam, what you mean is ما له من المحاسن التي زاد بها على غيره. ما له من المحاسن التي زاد بها على غيره. What are those things that Islam has that makes it become superior that this should become exclusive, unique over all others. What are they? The public Islam. We want to talk about those things. Ma lil Islami min al mahasin allati zada biha ala ghayrihi. This is point number one. Is it clear to us? What is Fadl Islam? Ma lil Islam min al mahasin allati zada biha ala ghayrihi. The virtue, the good things in Islam, the beautiful things in Islam, which indicates that this Islam is superior to all other ways of life. That is what we refer to as what? Fadl Islam. This is the fourth point in this discussion. The next point in the discussion, remaining 10 books. The next thing, the fourth point, the fourth virtue that Islam has over all other adyans, that virtue is that Al-Islam Deenun Kamilun Kammalahu Allah. Al-Islam Deenun Kamilun Kammalahu Allah. Al-Islam Deenun Kamilun Kammalahu Allah. Islam is a complete religion. This Islam is complete. So you have issues of aqeedah, belief. You have issues of creed in Islam. You have issues of ibadah in Islam. Under the issues of creed, you find the issues of the grave. What the details of what will happen in the grave. You will have this information in Islam. The details of the issues on the day of Qiyamah, up to the time of eternity, when Malakul Maut will be slaughtered in between Al-Jannah and Nar. And the people of Al-Jannah will have pulut. The people of Nar will have pulut. All this information is inside Islam. So the first virtue of Islam is that Al-Islam Deenun Kamil is a complete. So you will find inside Islam, like we said, the issues of aqeedah. You would find the issues of ibadah. You would find the issues of mu'amalat, dealing, transactions with others. And those transactions, they will start from you. How do I handle myself? You find all these details in Islam. How do I relate with my mother? How do I relate with my father? What are the rights my parents have over me? What are the rights I have regarding my parents, my brothers, my sisters, my aunts, my uncles? What are the limits of interaction? Islam has all these details. Why? Because it is a complete package. This virtue, there is a bigger virtue that is connected to it. Al-Islam Deenun Kamil, Fadlun. And the fact that Kammalahu Allahu Ghayatul Fadl. Who is it who made Islam perfect? Allah. is a bigger virtue.
So to say Islam is complete is one virtue. To say that it was completed by Allah is another virtue.
Is it clear to us?
So what is the first virtue of Islam?
Al-Islam Deenun Kamilun Kammalahullah. Kammalahullah.
When an engineer, those arranging this microphone, if they perfect the setup of this microphone, and we are asked, who perfected the setup of this microphone?
Who's the engineer?
They are worthy people. They are very knowledgeable. They studied engineering, is it not? Who knows what a Caesarean section is? You know what a Caesarean section is? An woman wants to deliver a baby. She's finding it difficult to have the baby delivered normally. Then the doctors, the Muslim female doctors, will take her and they do a surgery to remove the baby for her, so that the boy or the girl and their mother can stay well and alive. When they are delivered, what do we say? We say the doctor did a very good job, isn't it? How about the one that Rabbul Alameen has done? Will there be any defect in something that Allah Himself makes complete? So that's why there cannot be defect in Islam. Why? The Annal Islama Deenun Kamilun Kammalahullah. Is this clear to us? All other Christianity is not Deenun Kamilun. Judaism is not Deenun Kamilun. It is not complete. It is not complete at all. That's why during the COVID-19, did you hear the scholars talking about the rulings of Sharia regarding COVID-19?
Yes.
How do we pray during COVID-19 lockdown? How do we perform Hajj during COVID-19 lockdown? So all of these are inside the Sharia that was brought by the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam 1400 years ago. Why is it that a religion that came 1400 years ago is explaining and analyzing a modern day 2020 event? That is because al-Islamu Deenun Kamilun Kammalahu. There is something that we will have for each of our 10 points. Each point must have a dalil from the Quran and the Sunnah. So someone asks you, when you tell him Islam, Deenun, Kamilun, Kammalahullah, he asks you, how do you know? You recite a verse in the Quran. What did Allah say? Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deena. So al-Islam, Deenun, Kamilun, Kammalahullah, what is the proof? Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum. That is the answer. So that is point number one. Allah says, Al-Yawm, today, Akmaltu, I have completed for you. Lakum. I completed for you. What did He completed for us? Our deen, Islam. Akmaltu Lakum. Your deen, this deen Islam, akmaltuhu lakum, I have completed it for you. So when he says the first virtue amongst the virtues of Islam is that al-Islamu deenun kamilun kammalahullah, someone asks you, how did you know? He said, because Allah says, al-yawma akmaltu lakum. Is that clear to us? We move to point number three, which is the second virtue of Islam, the second virtue of Islam. And that is the fact that this deen, al-Islam,
هو أجل نعم الله على العباد. أجل نعم الله على العباد. الإسلام أجل نعم الله على العباد. أجل نعم الله على العباد. Islam is the biggest favor of Allah upon His slaves. Islam is the biggest favor of Allah upon His slaves. The first point, Islam is complete. Allah completed it. The second point, Islam is the biggest favor of Allah upon His slaves. The biggest favor of Allah upon His slaves is Islam. It's a big favor. The reason why it is a big favor is that Allah created us to worship Him. Allah created us to worship Him. That way for us to worship Him, will that not be the biggest favor on us? Because when we are able to truly worship Him on the earth, it means we have fulfilled the biggest reason why we have come to the earth. So that thing, that way of life that makes us be able to fulfill the biggest reason why we have been created, that is the biggest favor on us. Is it clear to us? Is it clear to us? Sometimes I will ask some of you to tell me some of the points. So be attentive. Be attentive. Sometimes I will tell you, what was the last point we said? So be attentive before I ask you. The reason why we have been created is to serve Allah. Allah now taught us how to serve Him. Isn't it that way of serving Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is the biggest favor on us? Okay, let us come from another angle. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Do you know the verse in Al-Baqarah? Kul nahbitu minha jamil. Fa imma يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ اتَّبِعَ هُدًى فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا. That Huda is Islam. He said, go down, I will give you Islam. So it means the best favor that Allah has given us in this dunya is the favor of what? Islam. One of the early Muslims, one of the Salaf al-Salih, his name is Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Sufyan ibn Uyayna. He says, مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ نِعْمَةً أَعْظَمَ مِنْ عَرَّفَهُمْ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ. Allah has not giving any favor to His creation. We human beings, Allah did not give us any favor. A'azama means an arrafahum ila ilaha illallah. That is greater than the fact that He taught us la ilaha illallah. Because that is the reason for which we were created. So the biggest favor we enjoy is this Islam. What is the evidence for that? Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. What is the evidence that the biggest favor we enjoy is Islam? Allah says, atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. The third virtue of Islam we like to talk about is that al-Islam هو الدين المبني لنا عند الله.
الإسلام هو ماذا؟
هو الدين المرضي لنا عند الله. الدين المرضي لنا عند الله
هو ماذا؟
الإسلام. Islam is the deen al-marziyu lana, that Allah is pleased with for us before Allah. The deen that Allah is pleased with is what? Islam. There is nowhere where it says Allah is pleased with Christianity inside the Bible. There is nowhere it says so, whether in the Old or New Testament. If a rationalist comes to you know a rationalist, someone who is not worshipping Allah, he is worshipping himself, ask him, who told you that he is pleased with what you are doing? If you ask a Christian, come, is Jesus pleased with what you are doing? What will he say? Is Jesus pleased with Christianity? Ask your Christian friends and neighbor when you get back. Come. Is Jesus Christ pleased with Christianity? He has no answer. You know why? Now? No, it's not religion. Salvation. Is Jesus pleased with you? They say that we are coming back to that. Is Jesus pleased with Christianity for you? He can't answer that. He will run away. He will start another topic. Allah says, وَرَجِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ I am pleased with Islam as your deen. I am pleased with Islam for you. Allah is pleased with Islam, is the virtue of Islam. You know, sometimes when people argue against the truth, their conscience will tell them that what they are arguing is wrong. One day, a Jew came to Umar ibn al-Khattab. You know Umar ibn al-Khattab? The second Khalifa after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya ma'ashar al-Muslims, O assemblage of Muslims, that there is a verse in your book, لو علينا ma'ashar al-Yahud نزلت لاتخذنا ذلك اليوم عيدا. If that verse had come down to us, we the Jews, لَبْتَخَذْنَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ عِنْدَ We would have made that day a day of a celebration. So Umar asked him, which verse is that? He said, that verse that الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينًا وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَةً وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ So this third point in it, Allah says, وَرَجِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامِ I am pleased with Islam for you as your way of life. So someone asks me, what is the virtue of Islam? Allah is pleased with Islam. Virtue. Al-Islam huwa mada al-dilu al-marbiyu lana inda Allah. Al-dilu المرضي لنا عند الله هو ماذا؟ الإسلام. That's why it says إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. They don't have any such thing in the Bible. Not or anywhere. These three things are distinct. They are unique to Islam. أن الإسلام دين كامل كمله الله وأن الإسلام من أكبر نعم الله على عباده وأن الإسلام هو الدين المرضي عند الله لنا. These three things, it does not exist any other.
Allah is pleased with Islam for us. There was a time I was talking to someone who does not believe in any religion. He says he believes in Allah, that this entire universe, yes, has a creator. Say, but what tells me that Islam is correct? I say Islam itself tells me that I am the right thing to do. The Quran itself says I am the right book to follow. He says, you can see that in any other book. I say, show me. Show me where it says, since you believe in God, he believes in God. He says he believes in God, but he does not know which religion to follow to worship God. So I say, okay, God said he is pleased with Islam, so follow Islam. He said, how about Christianity? I said, God didn't say he's pleased with being a Christian. How about salvation? God didn't say he's pleased with being upon salvation. He's not like that. I am pleased with Islam as your deed. Same thing, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him shall have. We believe in Isa alayhi salam. Is that? Whosoever believes in him. We believe in Isa. So what else? Does that refer to Christianity? Believing in Isa alayhi salam. It is not exclusive to Christianity. But that Allah is pleased with Islam is actually Islam. It does not exist in any other place. The fourth thing about the virtues of Islam, about the excellence of Islam, the superiority of Islam, أَنَّ مَعْبُودَ أَهْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. مَعْبُودُ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ هُوَ اللَّهُ. معبود أهل الإسلام هو من؟ الله. The people of Islam do not worship any other than Allah. Christians worship Jesus, don't they? The Jews worship Obey, don't they? Zoroastrians worship Zoroaster, don't they? Buddhists worship Buddha, don't they? Hindus worship cattle, don't they? Muslims don't worship any other than Allah. Not just that we worship Allah. Because if a Muslim says, I worship Allah, it is not sufficient to... That is mere isbah. It remains Allah. We worship Allah and we reject the worship of any other king apart from who? Allah. Two things. Muslims in Islam, Ahlul Islam, we worship Allah alone and we reject the worship of any other king apart from who? Allah. Don't say we Muslims worship Allah. It's not sufficient. We also reject. We refuse worship to any other than who? Allah. So it's not just about we worship Allah. A Christian can tell you he worships God. So we say the second part of our own tawheed is that we reject the worship of any other thing apart from who? Allah. Christians don't have that one. Because together with God, they worship Jesus. But Islam, Allah alone. Alone. Allah alone. No place for worshipping any other than Allah. We worship Allah and we reject worship to any other than Allah. Have you been writing down the verses too as you write the point? The fourth point. Al-Islamu deenun kamilun kamalahullah. What is the evidence? aliyopa akmaltu lahum dina. The second one, ajallu ni'ami llahi ala al-ibad. What is the evidence? Wa akmaltu alaykum ni'mati. The third point, الإسلام هو الدين المرضي عند الله لنا. What is the evidence? فرضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This one, number four. معبود أهل الإسلام هو الله عز وجل. Let's read a verse in Surah Yunus. There are many verses in the Quran. One of the evidence for this is Surah Al-Ikhlas. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. So it's not just that we say قل هو الله احد, we don't stop there. We say لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له, he has no equal, no one equals Allah. So we affirm directing worship to Allah alone, and we reject directing worship to any other than Allah. Surah Al-Ikhlas is the evidence for that first one. There are many, the entire Quran is evidence for it. It's قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِسْنَا وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُونَ. If you want to worship Allah that I worship, you must abandon those idols. You won't be worshiping idols and worshiping Allah at the same time. No. No. I won't be worshiping Allah and then be worshiping idols again at the same time. No. La abudu ma ta'budu. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. Your deen, your idols are for you. And Tawheed is for me. We will not worship them together. No. Islam alone. Tawheed alone. For Allah alone. And no one else. The fourth point is that Ma'budu Ahli Islam. Who am I? Who Allah Azza wa Jalla. No group of human beings are clear about Tawheed. When I was not too far away from your age, I did a course in which the lecturer was saying to me, he said, of all the religions that claim the worship of God, Islam is unique. He says, because in the worship of God in Islam, everything is directed to God alone. He said, you won't stop there. You will come back and reject the worship of any other thing apart from God. It's unique to Islam. Others will say worship God and then Jesus. Ah. So when good happens to them, who do they give thanks to? Thank you, Jesus. This is shirk for a Muslim. When good happens to him, what does he say? Alhamdulillah. For Christians, when something they are not pleased with happens to them, they say Satan. But for Muslims, when something we are not pleased with happens to us, what do we say? Alhamdulillah. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it is from the virtues of Islam. وَهَذَا لَيْسَ لِأَحْدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. It is not only Muslims are like that. إِذَا أَصَابَهُ سَرَّا أَكَّارَا فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. When he's happy, something he likes happens to him. He says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Cool. When what he does not like also happens to him, what does he do? Sabara fakana khairan lahu. He is patient. And his patience is also goodness for him. The messenger said, alayhi salatu, wa hadha laysa li ahadin illa man illa al-mu'min. But Christians, they divide it into two. When good happens, who takes the gain? Jesus. When evil happens, who takes the blame? Satan. But Allah creates all things. So in every circumstance, we give thanks to Him. This is not for anyone except in Islam. Ma'budu bi Islam, huwa man? Huwa Allah. The fifth point about Fadl Islam. Al-Nuqtatul Khamisa. The fifth point. Ibamu jaza'i Ahli Islam.
عظام عين عظام جزائم أهل الإسلام عظام جزائم أهل الإسلام. The vastness and the greatness of the rewards of whoever is a Muslim. The people of Islam, they have great rewards. Great rewards. For them, they say just salvation. We have more than that. We have more than salvation today. If you follow Jesus, you get salvation. We have more than that. You gain more than that now. Let us talk about some of these rewards. For Islam, as a package, as an entire deal, once you are a Muslim, you get this value. The evidence for that occurs in Surah Al-Hadid. This one, this virtue, this jaza'u, we want to talk about. This gain for being a Muslim that we want to talk about. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu taqullaha wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayn min rahmatihi wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi wa yaghfir lakum. Three things. Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullaha wa aminu bi rasulihi. This is Islam. Madar al-Islam, the fulcrum of Islam, are these two things. Taqwa Allah wal imanu bir rasul. The basis of Islam are two things. What are they? Taqwa Allah wa madha al-imanu bir rasul. So those are the things in that verse that makes us understand that this verse is talking to who? We, the Muslims. It says Taqwa Allah wa aminu bir rasul. When you do that, what will you gain? يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Point number one, كِفْلَيْنِ. Allah will give you two huge portions of His mercy. Two big portions of the mercy of Allah you gain if you are a Muslim. One big portion, كِفْلٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَكِفْلٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. If you are a Muslim, what will you gain? كِفْلٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. You know what kiflun means? A big portion. Al-hazzu, al-nasir. Big portion. Allah says, if you are a Muslim, I will give you kiflain. Ulama say, one in this dunya, one in akhirah. Two big portions of my mercy I will give you. That is gain number one under that verse. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا. He will give you one big light. Light, no. This light, there are two forms of them. One in the dunya, one in the akhirah. The one in the dunya, تَهْتَدِي بِهِ إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. The one, you seek guidance with it. In this dunya, the light is the light in this dunya, light in akhirah. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا. نُورٌ. This light, two aspects of it. One in this dunya, one akhirah. The one in the dunya, يَهْتَدُونَ بِهِ إِلَى سُبُلِ السَّلَامِ. The one in the dunya, يَهْتَدُونَ بِهِ إِلَى سُبُلِ السَّلَامِ. The one in the akhirah, يَهْتَدُونَ بِهِ إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Dunya, يَهْتَدُونَ بِهِ إِلَى سُبُلِ السَّلَامِ. Akhirah, يَهْتَدُونَ بِهِ إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. So on the day of Qiyamah, when the sirat, who knows what is a sirat? You know a sirat? That everybody, wa in minkum illa wariduha, everyone will cross over it. It is a dark place. It is a bridge across the fire. It is so thin like the air, like the hair, and so slippery like the mucus. Anyone who falls from it will fall into Jahannam.
and the entire place will be dark. But for the Muslim, he has a nur he will use on that day. So he will see the road. Christians will not see. They are looking for salvation. They will not see the road. The other part of this verse proves that, but we have to proceed. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. There are many verses also in this. When we say the nur in this dunya, يَهَتَدُونَ بِهِ إِلَى سُبُلِ السَّلَامِ. Don't forget that Allah told us that in the Quran about the Quran. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا كُنْتُمْ تُخْفُونَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنْ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. That is the nur. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا. So in this dunya, that nur will be your guidance in this dunya. In this dunya, you always have a guidance in Islam. It's virtue. Virtue, big virtue. And on the day of Qiyamah too, the rest part of this verse makes us understand. So the Christians, the non-Muslims will be in Zalam, in darkness. They will be calling the Muslims, oh Muslims, irji'u, come, look at us. Nuzuruna, naqtabis min nurikum. Wait for us, let us gain from your light. Qila irji'u, wara'atum falta min sunura. That nur is a gift of Islam in Akhirah. So وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا. نُورٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا نَهْتَدِي بِهِ إِلَى سُبُلِ السَّلَامِ وَنُورٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ نَهْتَدِي بِهِ إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Is it clear, Surah? عِظَمُ جَزَاءِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Do we have big rewards in Islam or not? Very, very big rewards in Islam. Here we only have three. The third one is that وَيَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Allah will forgive us. He says يُعْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. The third one is what? وَيَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. He'll forgive us. مَغْفِرَةً عَامَةً مِنْ عِنْدِهِ. I will forgive you. Muslims, I will forgive you. I'll forgive you your sins. So we don't need blood. If a person says, you need the blood of Jesus, hey, come here. You need La ilaha illallah. Because once you take La ilaha illallah, your sins will be forgiven. We are coming back to that. We don't need blood. Blood of Jesus, no blood. Please, save your blood. Keep your blood. We have La ilaha illallah. The next virtue of Islam, there is something in Islam. We have Khamsu Salawat, so Al-Maktuba. Each of them has big, big rewards. Nawafil, big reward. Hajj, big reward. The first one we mentioned is the general reward for Islam. This one is the specific reward for specific good deeds inside Islam. Zakat has reward. Sadaqah has reward. Providing somebody water to drink has reward. Azan has reward. Iqamah has reward. Rakat al-Fajr has reward. The Rawatib have reward. Tahiyyat al-Masjid has reward. Tawaf has reward. The 2 units of prayer after Tawaf has reward. Qiyamul Layl has reward. Fasting Monday and Thursday has reward. Each of these deeds has big, 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 big rewards. What reward do you have for clapping in the church and singing and dancing? What is the reward? Ask them. No reward. But Ahlul Islam, the Messenger said alayhi salatu wa salam, for example, says Raka'atan Fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma sigatul umur. Everything fiha. The 2 units you observe before Salatul Fajr, after the Fajr is out. These two units of prayer, Khairun, yani Afdal, is better than the whole world and everything inside it. That is today's follow. Tomorrow too, you make Rak'at al-Fajr, you get another reward. Rak'at al-Fajr, Khairun min al-Dunya wa ma fiha. So in a week, how many value of this world will you gain from just Rak'at al-Fajr alone? How many times this world, one Rak'at al-Fajr you observe on one day, is better than the entirety of this world and what it contains? Okay. You do that on a Monday. On Tuesday, Rak'at al-Fajr, you do it again. Khairun min al-Dunya wa ma fiha. How many equivalent and better than that of this world have you gotten in 2 days? Two. On the third day, Rak'at al-Fajr, Khairun min al-Dunya. So if you live for 50 years times 365 is the equivalent of this world and everything that it contains that you have gained as a Muslim. Don't forget, Rak'at al-Fajr is just mustahab. How about Salat al-Fajr itself? So the simple deeds inside Islam, they have what? Big rewards. In Islam, we have simple deeds, and then what? Big rewards. That is what we make a headline. We say, يُؤْتَى بِهِ الْأُجُورُ الْجَلِيلَةُ عَلَى الْأَعْمَالِ الْقَلِيلَةِ يُؤْتَى بِهِ يعني يُؤْتَى بِالْإِسْلَامِ الْأُجُورُ الْجَلِيلَةُ عَلَى الْأَعْمَالِ الْقَلِيلَةِ You do small deeds, only two rak'ahs. And you know what? From the sunnah of these two rak'ahs of prayer is that you have to make it what? Quick. With that quick. What kind of rewards will you get? Big. Look at Islam. يُؤْتَى بِهِ الْأُجُورُ الْجَلِيلَةُ عَلَى الْأَعْمَالِ الْقَلِيلَةِ With Islam, inside Islam, there are أُجُور الْجَلِيلَةِ big, beautiful rewards. أَلَمَنَا الْأَعْمَالِ الْقَلِيلَةِ Over small things. We get what? Big rewards. Let us read a hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. He told us an illustration. He says, مَثَلُكُمْ وَمَثَلُ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابَيْنِ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ اِسْتَأْجَرَ أُجَرَى That similitude of you Muslims, مَثَلُكُمْ وَمَثَلُ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابَيْنِ Who are أَهْلِ الْكِتَابَيْنِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَ مَثَلُكُمْ وَمَثَلُ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابَيْنِ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ اِسْتَأْجَرَ أُجَرًا The Prophet said صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that the multitude of the Muslims with the Christians and the Jews, let us give an illustration of our relationship. A man hired workers. Listen attentively. A man hired workers. He says, "Man ya'mal li min ghudwatin ila nisfi an-nahar." Hey, who will work for me from ghudwa early in the morning ila nisfi an-nahar till noon, midday? Who are those who will work for me? What will I give that person? Ala kiraat. I'll give them kiraat. A kiraat is the size of Mount Uhud. If you work for me, I give you the size of Mount Uhud. They will be happy to work, Abi. They will be working. But from when to when? From early in the morning to when? Midday. From early in the morning to midday. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, فَعَمِلَتِ الْيَهُودِ So the Jews walked and walked and walked. ثم قال, then the second one said, من يعمل لي من نصف النهار إلى صلاة العصر. Who will work for me from midday up on then down up to the time of Salatul Asr? Ala kirat. When you do that job, I'll give you kirat. Another Mount Uhud size of reward, I'll give you. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam. فَعَمِلَتْ النَّصَارَ. The Jews did the work. ثم قال من يعمل لي من العصر إلى أن تغيب الشمس. Who is it who will work for me until غروب الشمس, from after Asr to غروب الشمس? Usually it is hardly up to 3 hours, but those other people will be working for 6 or 7 hours. The Jews, من غدوة إلى نصف النهار. The Christians, من نصف النهار إلى متى؟ إلى وقت العصر. But Muslim, مما بين صلاة العصر إلى أن تغيب الشمس, until غروب الشمس. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, when you do that work, what you get? كيرتان على كيرتين. They work from morning till afternoon, one kirat. From afternoon till evening, one kirat. But you who work from after Asr to Maghrib, he says you get kiratain, ala kiratain. You know the Yahud, فَغَضِبَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. The Jews and the Christians became annoyed. So don't be surprised when they are annoyed with you. They are jealous of you. The Jews and the Christians are jealous of Muslims. Know this. Just know this wherever you are. Want to see, what's your name? The Abdurrazzaq ibn Muhammad. Oh, what's your name? Lutfur Rahman Abu Ukasha. That's my name. You see him? Why you are here? Come. Just smile. Because you know that he does not like you. He's jealous of the virtue you have. He's jealous of your favor. He said, read a book. Meanwhile, he has been smiling to everybody. But when, even in a quiz, he said, we have question 1 to 6. Choose anyone. He chose question 1. What is the formula for the area of a rectangle? LB. LB. He will be sluggish to tell you that you have answered correctly. Why? He is jealous of you. Why are they jealous? They have been working from midday to Asr. What will they get? Kiran. But the Muslim who works from after Asr to Maghrib, what is he going to get? Kiran came. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَغَضِبَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى فَقَالُوا. They started to say, مَا لَنَا أَكْثَرَ عَمَلًا وَأَقَلَّ عَطَاءً. Why is it that we work more, but we got smaller jobs? They were asked by the owner of the job. The owner of the job asked them, هَلْ نَقَصْتُمْ مِنْ حَقِّكُمْ. Has your reward been reduced? What was the promise for the work? If you work, one kirat. You got your one kirat. So what are you complaining? هَلْ نَقَصْتُمْ مِنْ حَقِّكُمْ. قَالُوا لَا. No, we have nothing. So well, why are you giving somebody 2 kirat? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah will say, ذَلِكَ فَضْلِي أُتِيهِمَ الْأَشَاءُ. That is my virtue. I have given it to the person that I like. This virtue, nobody enjoys it except who? A Muslim. Where does this hadith occur? This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. Hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. And what is the point? That you ta'abi Islam. when you have Islam, you get what? Al-ujur al-jaleela. Ala madha?
Ala al-a'mal al-qaleela.
It's small, small deed, but what? Big
reward.
Someone can stop you. You are far. You know that's how they call you. Non-Muslim. How do they call you? Abu Okasha. How do they call you in your school? How does a non-Muslim call you? How does he call you? Apa. Why are you a Muslim? Just tell the person. Inside Islam, Majid al-Ujur al-Jaleela ala madha ala al-A'mal al-Qaleela. She will now say, what do you mean? Explain it to me. She said, sit down, so I will explain. You see, in Islam, when we do little deeds, we have big rewards. But if you think from the morning to the afternoon in the church, what reward do you get? Nothing. You don't get reward. They will dance and dance and sing and sing and jump and jump and pay and pay. They will be paying as they sing and dance and they don't get any. But mostly two quick rakat al-fajr. خير مما في الدنيا. Who will tell me one virtue of Islam? You on a blue cap, red shirt, blue cap. Which point did we discuss last? Red shirt, blue cap. Yes. What was the last point that we discussed? يُؤْتَى بِهِ الأجور الجليلة على الأعمال القليلة. Now, you say what? We Muslims, we have small deeds, but what? We have big rewards. Barakallahu fiik. What's your name? Now, Mahmoud Nuruddin. Barakallahu fiik. You see, Mahmoud is Mahmoud. Mahmoud is what? Mahmoud. So, in Islam, we have small deeds, but what? Big rewards. Allahu Akbar. Should we take another point? Seventh point. Ahlul Islam, humul awwaluna yawm al-qiyamah. Ahlul Islam, humul awwalun يوم القيامة أهل الإسلام هم الأولون يوم القيامة أهل الإسلام هم الأولون يوم القيامة. On the day of Qiyama, who are the people who will be in front? أهل الإسلام be in front the day of Qiyama. Ask a Christian, where will the Christians be on the day of judgment? They don't know. No information. They are blank. أهل الإسلام نحن الأولون يوم القيامة. We'll be in front, far front on the day of Qiyamah. How will we be in front? The first way we will be in front, two ways, is that our judgment will take place first when everybody is standing under the sun, tired, exhausted. The Muslims will be judged for go. Muslims, go. Why are you telling them to go? They are Muslims, so allow them to go. So they will go. We will go in Islam. So this is the first way. Our judgment, our issues will be handled. Because it will be fast. Quick. Muslims? Oh yeah. Go. So we'll go. This is the first way that explains our awaliyah, yawm al-qiyam. The second way is that no ummah will enter al-jannah before us. We and our Rasul will enter al-jannah before other ummah. The first way we are the first on the day of Qiyamah is that our judgment will, of course, once our judgment go on, what is the next thing? Go to al-jannah. And the first person who will come, bismillah, is the leader of our Ummah, Muhammad alayhi salam. Is the first person who will come into Al-Jannah. Who is the first person who will enter Al-Jannah? Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we follow him, his Ummah. So we are the first. The first, because our judgment will come first, number one. Secondly, our entering Al-Jannah will come first. نَحْنُ الْأَوَّلُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Fadl, big fadl from Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, أَدَلَّ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْجُمْعَةِ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَنَا أَدَلَّ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْجُمْعَةِ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَنَا Allah left those who came before us to go astray. They are very troublesome people. So the reward for their troublesomeness is that they went astray. أَدَلَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَنَا Allah led them astray as a punishment for their misdeed. So they went astray. فَكَانَ لِلْيَهُودِ يَوْمَ السَّبْتِ Regarding Al-Jum'ah, they did not get the day of Jum'ah. أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْجُمْعَةِ As far as the issue of Jum'ah is concerned, the Jews and the Christians, they missed it. We all are supposed to be worshipping on the days of Jum'ah alone. Not on Saturdays like the Jews, or on Sundays like we Christians. But they missed it. The Jews missed it and took Saturday. The Christians missed it. And they took Sunday. فَهَدَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ For us, Allah guided us on to the day of Jum'ah. فَجَعَلَ الْجُمْعَةَ وَالسَّبْتَ وَالْأَحَدِ So Allah made it to be يوم الجمعة first, then Saturday, يوم السبت, then Sunday, يوم الأحد. Which day comes first? يوم الأحد or يوم الجمعة? يوم الجمعة comes first. So although we came last, with the last Ummah, we chose the first day. We were guided to the first and the best day, يوم الجمعة. But they went astray and selected يوم السبت, the Jews. The Christians went astray, they selected يوم الأحد. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَذَلِكَ هُمْ تَبَعٌ لَنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That is how they will come behind us also on the day of Qiyamah. It says, نَعْنُ الْآخِرُ We are the last ummah to come من أهل الدنيا amongst the people of this dunya. وَالْأَوَّلُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ But on the day of Qiyamah, we come first. We came last in this dunya. Our Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He came last. So you can ask me, why is it that when we have come last in this dunya, what then does it mean that we are the best? We came last because after our Nabi, no Nabi will come again. After our book Quran, no revelation will be sent again. So we are going to come last so that we can get the largest jama'ah. So that's why also on the day of Qiyamah, the jama'ah, the congregation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will outnumber all other congregations. So we came last. But on the day of Qiyamah, we are going to come first. So he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَذَلِكَ هُمْ تَبَعٌ لَنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ من أهل الدنيا والأولون يوم القيامة المقضي لهم قبل الخلائق المقضي لهم قبل الخلائق We are the ones that will be judged for before all other creatures be judged for Day of Qiyamah نحن الأولون The first group of people to be judged are who? Muslims So the point here is that Ahlul Islam هم الأولون يوم القيامة our being number one on the day of Qiyamah, it comes in two ways. Who can tell me one? Now. We'll be judged first. Now. We are going to be the first to be judged. All of us will be standing under the sun. Muslims, come, pass, judge, and go. The second way, Bismillah, we are going to be the first to enter Al-Jannah. All of us will be waiting. This Muhammad and his people, they are gone. You tell them, say to yourself, follow Muhammad. That's why we have to be firm upon the Sunnah. Don't you see the meaning of the Sunnah? You know what the Sunnah means? A path. We have to be firm on that path. That path, it does not end in this dunya. Where does it end? In Jannah. So you can't say, I've been doing Sunnah for many years, I'm tired now. No! Because you have not reached where you are going. You have to be steadfast. You have to be firm. You have to be clear. You have to be ready. And then you get into Al-Jannah and say, MashaAllah, we have come. This is our house. Alhamdulillah, الذي أذهب عنا الحزن. إن ربنا لغفور شكور. الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضله. لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب. We don't have issues, no problem, no hunger, nothing in Al-Jannah. That's a problem. No. Everything is of joy and delight. The person who is not a Muslim is missing, no. It's really, really, really missing. Number 8 point and number 9 point. Why did I call it number 8? Point number 8. Concerning the virtues of Islam, it is point number 8. But concerning the entire discussion, it is point number 9. Don't forget, we have 11 points. So for 11 points, we are on point number 9. Al-Islam ahabbu al-deen ila Allah. Ahabbu al-deen ila Allah. Al-Islam Ahabbul Deen, or Ahabbul Adiyan, but take it as Ahabbul Deen, you take it small Deen, so Ahabbul Deen ilallahi al-Islam, the most beloved Deen to Allah is Islam. Allah likes Islam. The first one is that Allah is pleased with it. This one, He likes it. The other one, pleasure, rida. This one, hub, muhabba, Allah likes it. Allah likes Islam. So when He likes Islam, He placed two things inside it. What is the first one? He placed inside it al-hanifiyya. What did He place inside Islam? Al-hanifiyya too. يعني الإقبال على الله. Inside Islam, there is one thing. You direct all your affairs to Allah. It is only inside Islam. All your affairs to Allah. الإقبال على الله. كليا. That's why it says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Complete. To come into Islam and direct the entirety of our affairs to Allah. What is it called? Al-Hanifiyya. So inside Islam there is what? Al-Hanifiyya. The second thing inside Islam is that Islam, Allah puts in it As-Samaha. As-Samaha. Yani As-Suhula. Easy. Islam is easy. Allah likes Islam. He now put two things inside it. Turn all your affairs to me and worship me easily. Al-Hanifiyya is inside Islam. And As-Samaha is. Islam is easy. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inna ad-deena yusrun. Inna ad-deena yusrun. This hadith of who? Abu Huraira. Inna ad-deena yusrun. He didn't say, inna ad-deena yaseer. Okay, now let's play some linguistic play, joke now. What's the difference between inna ad-deena yaseer and inna ad-deena yusrun? Let me first understand that. A boy knows mathematics. What does it mean? It means that he is very good at math. Go. What if you say that boy, he himself is the mathematics? What do you want to say? It's more than saying that he is good at math. So he himself, he is the math. So it's like saying Islam itself is the ease. It's more than saying that Islam is easy. If you say ad-deenu yusrun means Islam is easy, you have not the correct. You have not given us the correct meaning. Inna ad-deena yusrun. This deen is easy. It's more than saying that this deen is easy. Do you get those two sentences? Which one is stronger? Now, this deen is easy. This deen is easy. Sometimes you want to talk about your teacher who knows mathematics. Yeah, Abu Sahal, he himself is math. When your mommy asks you, why did you say, any question you give him, that will solve it. We used to have teachers like that. We still have them now. So inside Islam, there is what? Al-Hanifiyyatu and what? Al-Samaha. Because Allah likes Islam. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْحَنِفِيَّةُ السَّمْحَةُ أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَذَا الْحَنِفِيَّةُ السَّمْحَةُ. In another riwayah say, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ بِالْحَنِفِيَّةِ السَّمْحَةُ. إنما بعثت بالحنيفية السمحة. I have been raised to come to you with one deen. What is that deen contained? الحنيفية. What does حنيفية mean? الإقبال على الله. السمحة. What does it mean? السهولة. Easy. Useful. Easy. Everything about Islam is easy. Take note. I will say this. When you find that there is something someone calls Islam and it is difficult, look at it very well, it is not. Or it is, but you are in another circumstance that is not applicable to the circumstance that is being cited. Islam is essentially easy. Easy. And its rulings too are easy. Islam is easy. Islam is easy. Now let's go to the next point about Fadlul Islam. Min Fadlul Islam annahu yamhu dhunub al-'abd. Min Fadlul Islam annahu yamhu dhunub al-'abd. Al-Islam yamhu dhunub al-'abd. الإسلام يمحو ذنوب العبد. Islam will wipe away all the sins of a slave. Once you say لا إله إلا الله يجب ما كان قبله. الإسلام يجب ما كان قبله. That is the evidence. الإسلام يَجُبُّ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. Anything that has happened that you have done before Islam, no matter how bad they are, الإسلام يَجُبُّه. Islam will cancel out, it will obliterate all that an individual has committed, whoever has committed sin. The companion who reported this hadith, Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, when he made this statement, he came to accept Islam. Do we know the story of Islam of Amr ibn al-As? He came to accept Islam. The lengthy hadith in Sahih Muslim. He said regarding himself that he has lived three stages in his life. The first stage was that he hated the Prophet Muhammad. He says, "Ma ahadun ashadu bughdan li Rasulillahi minni." Amr ibn al-As says, "Ma ahadun ashadu bughdan li Rasulillahi minni." There is no one who hates the Prophet like me. He's not telling us how much he hated the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولا أحب إلي. Nothing is more beloved to me. قد استمكنت منه فقتلته. Like that, I should grab him one day and kill him. لا أحب إلي من أن أتمكن عليه وفقتلته. There is nothing so pleasing to me than that I should catch him one day and kill him. Is that a sin or not? Big sin. So the day he wants to accept Islam, he came to the Prophet Muhammad. He stretched his hand. He told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ubsut yameenak," stretch your right. When the Prophet stretched his hand, he removed his hand. The Prophet said alayhi salatu, "Ma laka ya Amr? What's wrong with you, O Amr? Are you not the one who said to me that I should bring my right hand, fala tubayuni, so that you can make bayah with me? Why did you hold back your hand?" He says, "Ashtaritu, uridu an ashtarit." I want to give condition before I accept Islam. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ashtaritu bimala," what is the condition you want to give? He says, "And you paraliya." I want to give condition that if I accept Islam, all my sins should be forgiven. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Amma tadri ya Amr anna al-Islam yajibu ma qablahu." Do you not know that naturally without you giving a condition, once you accepted Islam, al-Islamu yajibu ma qablahu, all those things you are saying, Allah will forgive you. Allah will forgive you. Allah, amma alimta ya anna al-Islam yajibu ma qablahu. That is the deep virtue of Islam. The tenth virtue of Islam, and we like to stop there, just mentioning ten. There are so many of them. The tenth virtue of Islam we like to mention is that من فضل الإسلام أنه يخرج به العبد من النار وإن دخلها يخرج به العبد من النار وإن دخلها يخرج به العبد من النار وإن دخلها. The summer, because he has Islam, if he becomes so negligent of his duties in Islam, and he has to go into Jahannam, because he's a Muslim, he will not stay in Jahannam forever. Because he's a Muslim, يَخْرُجُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَإِنْ دَخِلَ. Even if he has to go, because he may not go, Allah may forgive him all his sins on the day of Qiyamah. But he now has to go because of the large scale of his criminality. يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Islam will be the means for him to gain exit from Jahannam. Al-Islam يَخْرُجُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَإِنْ دَخَلَ.
even if he enters Jahannam, because he's a Muslim, Allah will forgive him and bring him out.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told us about that.
Those people who will come out of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah, who are Muslims, what will they be called? Who knows? What will they be called? What will they be called? Jahannamiyyu. They'll be called Jahannamiyyu.
People who have tasted Jahannam.
May Allah protect all of us.
Is it still a virtue? You know why it is a virtue?
Who can tell me why it is a virtue?
Now, who will tell me why it is a virtue?
Why is it a virtue?
You are being Baba now.
Why is it a virtue, young one?
Why is it a virtue?
Now, Abu Kasha.
Now?
Yes.
Yes.
Why is it a virtue that a person will come out of Jahannam?
He has been in Jahannam.
Because it's a Muslim,
yes.
Why is it a value? Why is it something to have? Why is it a merit? Why is it a value?
Now,
it shows how merciful Allah is.
You are correct.
Who has another answer?
Yes, he will come back to Al-Jannah to get the reward for being a Muslim.
You are correct.
Perfect.
It shows that Allah loves Islam.
Because Allah wants to forgive him and he is Al-Ghafoor.
I will take all the answers and all the answers are correct.
But I want a more correct answer.
Now,
because what?
I didn't hear your answer.
Barakallahu feek. Because Allah says the Muslims will not be in Jahannam forever.
There are two people who got into Jahannam.
Some are Muslims who didn't do well at all.
The others are non-Muslims.
The non-Muslims will be in Jahannam forever.
But this Muslim, he will just go spend some time and then Allah will remove him.
The opposite of that, if he does not have Islam, is that he will be in Jahannam forever.
That is a virtue.
Islam will make him not to be in Jahannam forever.
Islam will make him earn the mercy of Allah, like one of the brothers said.
What will qualify him to earn that mercy of Allah is what? Al-Islam.
So these are the 10 points we have about Fadlul Islam for today.
Who can tell me the first one we mentioned?
Now,
Al-Islam deenun kamilun kamalahu Allah.
I know you won't forget that one.
Now, another one.
Atammu Mada
Ajallu ni'amillahi ala al-ibad.
Now, correct. That's number two.
Number three.
Ad-deenu al-mardiyu lana inda Allah.
Number four.
Ma'budu ahli al-Islam Allah, huwa Allah Azza wa Jal.
Allahu Akbar.
The next one, number six.
Now, عظم جزاء أهل الإسلام. بارك الله فيك. نعم. نمبر 7 فضل الإسلام. المسلمون هم الأولون يوم القيامة. Okay. The next one. Now. أحب الدين إلى الله. Now. Another one. We have one or two more now. Now. الإسلام يمحو الإسلام يمحو الله به ذنوب العبد يمحو الله به ذنوب العبد. The last one يؤتى به الأجور الجليلة على مرة على الأعمال القليلة. Don't forget these 10 things. Very important. I hope that you tell to your friends when you get back home. We can stop here today for this session, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If we have questions, we should inshallah. Rabbi.
عليكم السلام.
What
ما شاء الله. What's your name?
Yusuf.
Yusuf. One of the things in Al-Jannah is that Allah will make us look like Nabi Yusuf. Did you hear that? You know that? Barakallah. Mm-hmm. Sit down. Alaykum. Okay, inshallah.
Assalamu
alaykum. Assalam.
Assalamu alaykum.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله
وبركاته.
نعم.
I once heard that if somebody scale of good deeds and bad deeds is equal, that they will be in the middle of Jannah and Jahannam. Is it true?
Yeah, okay, we can go on. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. The first question, what do I do to get the best of Al-Jannah? Al-Jannah has 8 gates. Jahannam has 7 gates. Al-Jannah has how many gates? 8. Jahannam, how many? 7. Even in that, Al-Jannah is superior. You can see. So Allah's mercy is more overwhelming than His anger. Jannah, the abwab of Jannah are more, 8. But the best of them is Rayyan. Our Firdaus. There is this discussion going on, this ulama discussion. But if you want the best of Jannah, fast more. Fast all the time. Fast all the time. There is Al-Firdaus, A'la Al-Jannah Al-Firdaus. The best of Al-Jannah is Al-Firdaus. So if you want Al-Firdaus, stick to your Sunnah and fast a lot. Nawafil. A lot of fasting. A lot of Qiyamul Layl. Ever saying the truth. Sticking to Salah. Never telling a lie. Never cheating anyone. Don't also abuse the people. These are the things that bring the people down. When you do good deeds, don't do something that will take away those good deeds again. Obedience to parents, very important. Being kind to others. When all these are there, and those others are not there, fasting is going to be very, very useful to you. Fasting. Useful. Did you get fasting? You got fasting. So stick to fasting. Inshallah. Okay? The second questioner says, what is your name? My name is Ibrahim Abdul Rauf Abu Nasir. Abu Nasir is my kunya, but my name is what? Ibrahim Abdul Rauf. Did I answer your question? Okay. The third questioner says, is it true that some of the people will be in between Al-Jannah and Jahannam? Yes, it is true. Those people will be called Ashabul A'raf. But it's going to be just for a while. They'll be removed from that place. They'll just be there for a while. They'll be removed from that place they are. Is it okay? Into Jannah. They'll be removed. But they'll be called Ashabul A'raf. They'll be looking left and right. Because their skills went as you described it. To make them see that they should have been more, paid more attention to good deeds. That is to say, as much good deeds as you want to perform, make sure that you are not opening up the bucket of the reward of your good deeds from below. Because when you open it from below, what will happen to those rewards? They will waste away. How do you open it from below? Doing things that Allah does not like. You'll be wasting it away. You'll also be increasing the scale of your negative deeds. So what you need to do is that fastabiqul khairat. Make good deeds to see that you make good all efforts you can to ever be upon good deeds so that you don't have to go and stay on Al-A'raf. I hope that is clear. And these ones too will be Muslims. It is only Muslims, weak Muslims. Otherwise, as for kuffar, la nuqimu lahum yawm al-qiyamati wazna. They don't have any state, Jahannam straight. So even being on A'raf is a virtue for the Muslim because of Islam. That's why he will end up in Al-Jannah, bismillah. So this Islam is a very big virtue for us. Non-Muslims will not be on A'raf. Because it is for those whose skills were equal. These people don't even have a skill. May Allah protect all of us.
I can easily read that. Okay.
What are the etiquette of Jannah? Etiquette of Jannah. What does etiquette mean? Manners. What to do to get into Al-Jannah or how Al-Jannah is. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون. Read the verse. If you want to know, go back to Al-Insan too. هل أتى على الإنسان. These are verses where you know a lot about Al-Jannah. Surah Al-Ahqaf. They say there are two verses in Ahqaf, always about Al-Jannah. لهم فيها ما يشاءون ولدينا مزيد. Everything you want is in Al-Jannah. Everything you desire. Once you desire a good thing, you get it. How is that? Yusuf, what do you desire now? You desire noodles and fried chicken? Now, now, now. Huh? Yusuf. Are you have Siddiq? You like noodles now and fried chicken? What do you want? Fried plantain and fried egg. Jollof rice and fried chicken. What do you like? Bread. Sliced bread and butter. What do you want? Oh, amala and begiri because we are in Ibadan. You want it now? But you are in the dunya, it has to be cooked. Isn't it? In Al-Jannah, once you want it, you get it. Yes. Whatever you want, once you desire it, you get it. When you get it, you get what you don't even desire. That is better than the one that you have desired. Al-Jannah is sweet. No hunger, no pain, no diabetes. You know, here when you take a lot of plantain, fried, they start saying, hey, don't gather cholesterol. There's no gathering cholesterol in Al-Jannah. If you have a wife, your wife will be new every day, as if you just married her that day. New every day. If you have a husband in Al-Jannah, your husband will be new every day, as if you just married him today. How is that? Everything about Al-Jannah is special. You think about it, it is enjoyment that is beyond your imagination. May Allah make us from the people of Al-Jannah. Stick to Islam. If you are in a position and bad things start to come up in your mind and you had said your adhkar but it didn't leave your mind and you are not in a position to perform nawafil, what do you do? Stick to your adhkar. If it has not gone when you are starting your adhkar, it means your adhkars are not sufficient. Just like when you take just a single tablet of paracetamol for headache, when you are supposed to take two tablets, means you are under dose, you are under dosage. Your dosage is under prescribed. So when you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you are worried, it's not over. Say another one. Say Surah Al-Fatiha. Say Surah Al-Falaq. Say Surah Al-Nas. Say Aman al-Rasul. Say Ayat al-Kursi. Start saying more. By the time you continue your worry, the Iznillah will go up to your mind. I hope that is clear. The rest of the questions, maybe one or two more before we take a break. Okay. Can I find myself going back to music over and over again? Even though I know that it is haram, I find it difficult to leave it because your resolution is not strong enough. When your resolve is strong enough, you will leave it. Point one. Point two. Everything that you do that makes you go back to music, avoid that thing. If there is something that when you do it, it will make you go back to start listening to music, avoid those things. Point number three. If there are friends and people who introduce you to music, cut that. When you leave it, they come back to remind you about music. Cut them off. When we want to abandon things, we abandon the thing and everything that leads us into it. I hope that is clear. If Islam is this wonderful, and it is actually very wonderful, how come Muslim teenagers aren't proud of the religion? Because they have not known what they have. I hope that is clear. This person is asking, if Islam is so wonderful like this, why is it that teenagers are not proud of Islam? Because their attention has not been called to the fact that their deen is so wonderful. That is one of the essence of this discourse here. If there is anything really wrong with watching movies, I find some of our teachers always warning us from it. And there are a lot of lessons there. when you watch movies, the time for your adhkar will go away. The time for your rakat al-fajr will go away. The time for your paying attention to yourself, for your muraja. Many of us would have memorized many parts in the Quran and you have forgotten it. How many of us have memorized the entire Quran? How many? Young ones, teenagers. How many of us have memorized the entire Quran? How many? If you have memorized the entire Quran, stand up. If you have memorized the entire Quran, kindly please stand up. Don't be shy. The entire Quran. The entire Quran. If you have memorized the entire Quran, stand up. Stand up and come in front here. I have a gift for you. If you have memorized the entire Quran, stand up and come. I have a gift for you. Where is Yusuf, my friend? How much have you memorized of the Quran? Yes? Up to half. You have reached half? Not up to half. Up to a third?
What surah?
What surah is? Now? You are where? Ali Murad. From where? From Al-Baqarah or from Al-Nas? From Nas. You are Ali Murad. You have exceeded half. Who has completed the memorization of the Quran? Who? Ukasha. Abu Ukasha. Ahmad. Where is he? How old are you? This is your gift. Go and sit down. Who else? Who else? No one is coming. Who has memorized half of the Quran? Half. Now? Half. Come, you have a gift. Half. From where to where? From Nas to Nisa? MashaAllah. From Nas to Nisa. Who has memorized half? The girls will floor all of you boys now. The girls will floor all of you. We have girls who have memorized the entire Quran. They say yes. How many are they? Ustaz, help me do a count, please. You boys, you only have one complete Quran and a half. Even Surah An-Nisa, like he said, is far much more than half. The girls are two. Okay, their gifts are here. Their gifts are here. Okay. We're going to stop here, inshallah. For you young people, it's a very big thing for you to memorize the Quran. All of us. everybody here, by the next time another program is organized, be sure that you have at least completed a half of the Quran. You must set goals for yourself. These are the kinds of issues we will discuss in the next class, inshallah. For now, we take a break. Bismillah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.